What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Before we go to our interview with Austin Simmons, we had a couple texts about Asante Samuel Jr. and why he hasn't been signed yet. That has to do with health. Remember, he had a back injury that he had surgery on. So any team that's going to sign him, they want their doctors, hey, two thumbs up. He's fine, ready to go. So I think when they, whoever gives that two thumbs up and he's ready to roll, Asante Samuel's not going to be on the market long. And he may already have a deal in place just waiting to get that clearance from the doctors. But remember, he had underwent back surgery. And so now I think that's the reason he has not signed with any team. And we all know the connection, certainly with the Saints, with the defensive coordinator. And so there's a connection there. But to answer the question, this all has to do with Asante Samuel's back injury that he had surgery on. Once he gets cleared, then I think you're going to see the market open up pretty big, because when you talk about a starting cornerback in the NFL, those guys, they just not hanging along the side of the road with their hands up in the air. So Samuel's going to get some look, but he has to clear the medical part first. Let's go to our interview with Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons, his first year now, setting in as a starter for the Rebels.
Mike Dettay with Austin Simmons, the new starting quarterback at Ole Miss. How does that feel, Austin?
Feels great, you know, really like waiting my turn. Just going into year three, you know, it feels great to like really step in that spotlight.
I asked Jackson Dart, everybody that's worked, you know, for Coach Kiffin, how it is to work under him. He's a unique personality as far as the game is concerned.
He's one of one, I'll tell you that right now. He's like very unique. The way he approaches things, you know, the way he lives his whole lifestyle, the man like does hot yoga every single day. You don't really see that often from any coach, so it was just fun to be around.
How was it this offseason? Okay, you're the guy, you're the starting quarterback in working with your receivers. It's just about basically getting rapport and timing, correct?
Yeah, really just, you know, just having everyone adjust like to the playbook. We have a whole lot of transfers. Just really getting used to all of them, you know, building chemistry throughout the offseason and really just seeing how well they can produce and just see who's going to be my dog.
Okay, I still don't see how y'all lost to LSU in Baton Rouge this year. Man, you had it all the way up into the end, and bang, it sort of let loose. But that was the season, no matter what, it was, you won a bunch of games, but it almost comes out like a disappointment, correct?
I don't know, like, things happen in SEC play, I'll tell you that right now. Like the quote says, everything means more. And really, like just you have to approach every single game like you're going to lose. So I think we're going to do better at that this year. Really just approach like we're not going to take anything for granted against any type of team we play.
One thing with Coach Kiffin, people don't give him a lot of credit, but he does love to run the football. And that's the quarterback's best friend when you can run the ball.
Yes, sir.
And so that's a big plus for you. Who's going to be kind of targeting your rushing game this year? Or is it going to be by committee?
Like what running back?
Running back, yeah.
I think all of them are like pretty valuable targets, you know, like when it comes to the run game. Yeah, we have a great running back room, you know, Coach Smith, you know, he's a great running back coach, I'll tell you that right now. And he puts everyone in the right position, you know, especially with Coach West calling the right plays and the right gap schemes. So I think we're going to shine this year.
If that was a guy in the spring that really took that leap forward, who would you say that is?
To be honest with you, just to wait and find out.
So you're not gonna give us any inside information, right?
No, sir.
I got you. Defensively, you guys did have a lot of people go on to the NFL, and that's always impressive when you have that. So that's a big part of the SEC. You got to play defense.
No, but you do.
To me, running game, stop the run.
Yes, sir.
That's the key factor.
Win in the trenches.
Yep.
Yes, sir. No, I feel very confident in our defense, especially with Coach Golding. You know, he's gonna put everyone in the right position, especially like with the whole like communication thing. If you see something, he's gonna tell them right away. You know. And really, like, just I believe in our defense. Honestly, we go up against them every single day. They compete at a high level. We're going to shine this year.
Goal is to get to the playoffs, right?
That's right.
That's the main thing. Because once you get there, you know, then you never know. Look what happened with Ohio State. They lose that last game to Michigan, and then they caught the buzzsaw, and they buzzed everybody out there.
Yes, sir.
So that's the goal for Ole Miss.
The goal is to win a national championship. That's always been the goal. Yes, sir.
So appreciate it. Best of luck to you this year.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Howdy, howdy.
That was Austin Simmons, the quarterback for Ole Miss. Southpaw, oh, and he's a big guy. And I suspect that Jackson Dart did run with the ball some, and some designated runs for Dart. But Charlie, taking a look at him, at Austin Simmons, I got a feeling you got a lot more designated runs with Austin, who's a terrific athlete. But, how he gets off start-wise, I think is going to be critical for him, because you can see he's got a lot of confidence in his game. He trusts the people around him, but he really trusts Lane Kiffin.
And he's so young, Mike. He's 19 years old. It's going to be his first time starting at the college level. And even though you can hear him talking, he's a bright kid, you're going to be under the lights, and we'll see what he can do. As you mentioned, though, in that interview, that the best help for a young quarterback is a good run game. And we know what Lane Kiffin likes to do, Mike.
Yeah, and you see it at Ole Miss. You saw it at Tennessee, too. They're noted for throwing the football with Josh Heupel, just like with Lane at Ole Miss. But they run the ball really, really well.
Right.
And I think that is going to really help Austin out if they can get that running game going and going early. And they got an early game against LSU. Normally this would be, you know, Halloween week or all that stuff because of the lure. Not that way anymore. Much earlier in the schedule for LSU and Ole Miss.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.